The Old Testament reading for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is from Jeremiah chapter 31. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and she who is in labor, together, a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. O Lord, have mercy on us. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart. Get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thus says the Lord, the prophet Jeremiah recorded, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. The Lord addressed these words to his people. Some were already in exile, some still to go. Because they had turned away from him, he had handed them over to the Babylonians, yet not forever. Even before their punishment was fully carried out, the Lord was promising restoration to his people. He would bring them back to the land, for he was their father, they his firstborn. Proclaim, give praise, he urged them, and say, O Lord, save your people. O Lord, save your people. Does that sound like praise to you? It's a common prayer in distress. O Lord, save your people. Virtually the same as the prayer, O Lord, have mercy. Ubiquitous in Jesus' earthly ministry and in liturgical worship. But is it praise? Well, the Lord says, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people. It seems God hears this plea for mercy as praise. But how do we make sense of that? Perhaps you recall having heard me explain the difference between thanks and praise. In thanking, we address the one who has helped us or given us a gift. In praising, we address others, telling everyone what this one has done for us, the wonders that he has performed. In that sense, the plea, O Lord, save me, and O Lord, have mercy, is more than just a prayer. Those who hear it spoken, those who witness your looking to the Lord in trust and hope, learn from your prayer that you believe the Lord is a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in grace and truth, keeping steadfast love for 1,000 generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. The thing that God desires most from his people is their trust, for them to call upon him in every trouble, to depend on him and hope in him. In today's gospel, Jesus was on the last leg of his final journey to Jerusalem. He was about to fulfill his mission as the Lamb of God by carrying all the sin of the world in his body to the cross. There he would bear the full punishment those sins had earned, bear it once and for all. As he was leaving Jericho, there was a bit of a commotion. In addition to his normal retinue of his disciples and the women, a great crowd was following him. A blind beggar sitting beside the road, Bartimaeus is his name, couldn't help but notice. And he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Now Bartimaeus was blind, but his hearing worked fine. And he had heard of this Jesus, a man mighty in word and deed. He had heard of his teaching and of his healing many from infirmities. And he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Apparently he made a bit of a ruckus. Enough, Mark records, that many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. We aren't told what they may have been thinking. Perhaps they felt Jesus had more important things to do that day than be bothered by a poor beggar. Remember that the disciples were once perturbed that parents were bringing their children to Jesus to receive a blessing. Immediately after today's text, Mark records Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, riding on a young donkey. No doubt many who were in this crowd were among those who would soon be excitedly shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. They were eager to get on with it. Didn't want there to be any delay. About a month ago, we heard Jesus warn, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, which I noted by Jesus' choice of words carries the connotation of falling away from faith. Whoever causes this, he said, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. Whatever the motivation of those rebuking Bartimaeus, telling him to shut up, they were in danger of being the cause of him losing hope and falling from faith. It could happen that quickly, that inadvertently. But this day, Bartimaeus wouldn't be deterred. He cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. These words were music to our Savior's ears. An insistent plea for help, at once also repeated words of praise. Jesus heard his cry and directed that he be called. Suddenly the rebuking crowd was quieted, and their words were replaced with encouragement. Take heart. Get up, he is calling you. Bartimaeus didn't have to be told twice. His joy and excitement is palpable as he threw off his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus greeted him, "What do you want me to do for you?" That's not quite the blank check James and John requested when they had said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Nonetheless, faith can surely see a promise in Jesus' question. Jesus was inviting Bartimaeus to make a request, and there was at least the implicit indication that he would receive that request favorably. Bartimaeus said, "Rabbi," that is, teacher, "let me recover my sight." There is no "if you are able" or "if you are willing" in this request. Bartimaeus is confident because of what he had heard of this Jesus of Nazareth, what he had heard from others who were praising this rabbi from Galilee. He was confident that Jesus was both able to restore his sight and that he would be willing to do so. His request of Jesus follows the instruction of James. He asked in faith, without doubting. And Jesus had mercy on Bartimaeus. He said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." More literally, "Your faith has saved you." Immediately, Bartimaeus recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way. With the miraculous recovery of sight, it might be easy to overlook another significant part of this verse. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Go your way." And having had his sight restored, Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way. Suddenly, because Jesus had had mercy on him, Bartimaeus' way was the way of Jesus. He had become a follower of the one who had had mercy on him, who had saved him. What sort of Jesus is it that Mark has presented to us in this reading? It is a Jesus who is gracious and merciful, isn't it? In the midst of an important day, nearly at the threshold of his most important work, a final journey that he had begun months earlier, Jesus is not too busy, not too preoccupied by his vital mission, to ignore and pass by this insignificant beggar by the side of the road. His insistent cry for mercy grabs Jesus' attention. Jesus listens and he acts, as he does each time we hear anyone call to him, "Lord, have mercy." And he has mercy on Bartimaeus, not just restoring his sight, but blessing him also with salvation. "Your faith has saved you." There is often in the mind of believers some hesitancy, some uncertainty that one can call upon God and ask for his favor. In a sermon on the events of our text, Luther noted that under the papacy, the sort of prayer that Bartimaeus offered was held in low esteem. Early in his life, Luther had been taught that Jesus was a fearsome judge whom no sinner could approach with confidence. Rather, he was taught, speak to his mother or some other saint. Implore them to intercede on your behalf. I sometimes get the impression when I hear someone say that they have Christians in many congregations around the nation praying for healing or help for their trouble, so that they know God will surely grant their request, that things haven't changed that much in 500 years. What we've heard today from Mark concerning Jesus is a reminder that he is eager to hear and answer our prayers. As James wrote, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And of course it has great power, not because of the prayer, but because it is prayed to the one for whom all things are possible, even loving sinners, and God dying for them. St. Paul wrote to Timothy, there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Your Savior, the one who gave his life for you of his own accord, and then took it back again 3 days later, Jesus serves you now as high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted high above the heavens. He always lives to make intercession for you. He promises to work in all things for your eternal good. So entrust yourself to his care. Pray, O Lord, have mercy on me. And know for certain that he does and he will. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting.